Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Happy post-Thanksgiving. Oh, what's up? It's Jessica from Fat Mascara.
Hi, Jessica. It's Jen, also from Fat Mascara. Hi, everyone.
Fancy meeting you here. It's so weird to meet else from Fat Mascara
every
here.
Every Tuesday? Just you and me chatting about beauty?
Yes.
Oh, what a surprise. Wow, you guys are in for a treat.
So weird, the odds. Okay, so here's the scoop. Jen and I are recording this right before the Thanksgiving break, and it's a bit of a weird one because it's like, what is this Thanksgiving break? This is not normal. It's not a normal Thanksgiving here in the United States of America.
We can still be thankful. So that part of it's normal.
I'm very thankful. I am filled with gratitude. Actually, I am working on my gratitude practice, my practice of reframing.
Oh, you just said gratitude practice. When does it become called that? I thought it could just be working on being thankful. Or is this gratitude practice something different?
No, it's got to be intentional. It's got to be like Oprah style. Because I've been a little cranky pants lately, and then I have to reframe. I need to look at the news. I need to just flip open the old computer. Got to type in CNN or whatever your newspaper of choice is, and then I've got to reframe. I've got to look at what's going on. I've got to be grateful for what I have.
And is that what is called a gratitude practice?
That is my gratitude practice, CNN.com.
No, I'm not. I know I sound like I'm being like being snarky about it, but like sometimes I hear these like mindfulness words and terms thrown around so easily, and I'm always like, wait, isn't that just being thankful?
Well, no, I don't think it needs to be like that intentional, but I think if you're intentional about it, like, you know, but when you open your eyes in the morning or when you close your eyes at night saying like, you know, I am grateful for like the air that I breathe. I'm grateful for my legs. I am grateful for the roof over my head.
Yes, I guess that's good because then you start listing it out and you're like, holy shit, I have a lot to be thankful for.
Oh my God. And I'm grateful for this blanket. I am grateful for my friend Jen. I am grateful for my listeners right now. Like, I'm grateful.
Oh, your gratitude practice must take hours.
Oh, but it really takes you out of, you know, because you could be like, I'm so mad at that girl. Like, that email really pissed me off. Like, I hate that girl, you know? God, I sound real.
How was Jess's last week? If you work with Jessica Matlin, we're not talking about you.
No. No, but like whatever like petty little like thing, grievance, it will take your mind out of it, you know? Like, or like, I am grateful for this sundae that I'm eating right now.
Yeah. No, I like that. I need to do that. I do it, I think, but without being, you know, succinct about it and actually saying it out loud in my or in my head. So maybe I should.
Sometimes I fall asleep faster. Honestly, like if I'm having trouble falling asleep or if I'm like all pissy when I'm going to bed, if I start naming things,
bitch, it's not counting.
I go
sheep.
To sleep.
You're like, I'm going to do this instead of counting sheep.
No, my ass is fast asleep after I'm like, I'm grateful for.
No. Well, I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you.
And this little community we've built.
Yeah, it's awesome. Are you kidding? I'm like real grateful. You know, I have to say one thing and then like we'll get to like the real like topics at hand.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful for when somebody will DM me or like us or whatever, or like just drop a line, however you want to do it, like DM or whatever. To say that they listen to like this episode, they like this, because I just want to say we have no idea who is listening. Like somebody will like write and be like, I like this thing that you talked about. And sometimes it's somebody I know like through work, or sometimes it's somebody I have no idea who's in China. And I just have no idea who is listening. And you have to let us know.
Oh, I love it. I think people are always surprised when I DM back, like, because they have the best advice, our listeners, too. Like, if we ever mention a problem or something on the show, sure enough, someone's going to DM you the next day and be like, I heard you wondering about your leash and you needed a locking leash. I suggest this one, you know.
That was so cool how the dog people came out for you.
Oh, I still am getting advice and I love it. I love it. Bring it on, guys. So, yeah, definitely DM us. Truly, we see like, 6,000 people in this city, like the way the demographic Earth with podcasting, it's really hard to see exactly who is out there. We get like big lumps of like information, but that's not real people. And we love real people.
Yeah, let's thin slice it.
Yeah. Oh God, what does that mean? That's a new term I have to learn. Thin slice. That's what I did when I worked at the Wawa Deli. No, thank you. All right, let's bring some glamour, shall we?
Can I get a shorty?
If you're from the Philadelphia area or Jersey too, I guess.
Yeah.
Wawa is like our convenience store.
It's the best. It's the best.
Yes, I made shorties galore. That was before my beauty days. So.
Oh my God, so good. That is
I've
so good.
I've moved up in the world. Actually, not moved up. I still freaking love Wawa and I still know people that work there and they're fabulous. So there we go.
Fabulosity, deep fabulosity in Wawa Nation. Okay. So, all right. Now let's get to it. So we're going to talk about the beauty headlines. It's a short week, so you're going to get a short list.
Yeah. And a short bunch of topics too. Yeah. I've been experimenting. How long now, Jess? Like 2 months maybe?
Yes. Oh, you have to tell people what you're doing.
Over the summer, someone messaged me about root volume and blow drying techniques and root clipping and what's going on with that. And I went deep and I tried a ton of non-styling product ways to add volume to the roots of your hair. And
I am going to
share them with you and a little history on the whole process that I'll teach you. So if you need volume, just stick with us.
Love it.
Let's do it.
Okay. I am doing the news headlines this week. I feel like Jen has had the run of show.
The distinct pleasure.
For a couple of weeks now. I have to tell you, not too heavy on the news this week because it is a short week when we're recording. And I feel like Jen got a bunch of the good headlines last week.
It's a competition. Like we're going to take turns. We can grab the best headlines first.
I feel like she kind of cleaned up and now I'm like sweeping up like all the party confetti. I'm like, okay.
Let me see this beauty trash you're bringing me.
No, I actually got some good stuff. Okay. There's some good new things that have popped out since. So here's one. Ready? Rachel Zoe. You guys know Rachel Zoe, the mega stylist with the big sunglasses. She's launching a fragrance collection. You know Rachel. I'm just trying to like paint a picture. I remember her show. I used to love her show. show with her husband and everything. I just feel like we haven't seen enough of Rachel Zoe. She is starting a small limited edition. She's starting small, excuse me, fragrance collection. It's limited edition. It's a travel spray fragrance collection. It's only $40. You get three fragrances. One is called Empowered. One is called Warrior. One is called Fearless. I do think it's interesting. I do think it's very interesting that she's starting small. I think that's pretty cool. And then she's going to go into bigger fragrances. And the reason why I like that she's starting small is because I feel like you don't know if you love a fragrance right away. So you don't want to necessarily plunk down. I mean, listen, fragrances are going for like $100 plus these days. I love that she gives you this little sampler pack. And then next year she's going to go jump into the biggie full sizes. And then she gave Women's Wear Daily this quote that I think a lot of you guys are going to relate to. She said that she approaches fragrance the same way she does like showering. Like she does it the same. It's like fragrance to her is just like showering. It's like this with the same regularity. She said, I was sitting at home in the bathrobe. She goes, even if I was sitting at home in a bathrobe the entire day, she still has to wear her fragrance.
Oh, so, that's on brand for her, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
I just love that. So anyway, congratulations.
It wouldn't be a bathrobe. It would be like a kimono.
Totally.
Actually, I have one of her from her Zoe box. I have a kimono.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it and I wear it all the time. Okay, go on.
Anyway, I think she's great and I'm very excited to smell the fragrances and I'm just looking forward to see what she's got up her kimono sleeve. All right. Vital Proteins taps Jennifer Aniston as chief creative officer. According to happy.com, that's happy with an I. Guys, if you're a super, super beauty buff, I recommend you check it out. It's an industry news site, but it has all kinds of interesting updates. Jennifer Aniston has incorporated Vital Proteins into her daily routine since before 2016 and will look into her own experiences with collagen to build greater awareness. So basically, Vital Proteins, if you're not aware, is a collagen powder. It's an ingestible powder. We're going to be seeing her in ads before the year end. We've talked about collagen powders plenty of times on the show. You know, there's also something with Courtney. Was it Courtney Kardashian that we talked about? She's doing something with another ingestible collagen brand.
It was Chloe, but yeah.
Oh, was it Chloe? I'm so sorry. Guys, listen, we're almost headed into the Thanksgiving
Kim,
break.
Kim, sorry. Actually, we are only going to apologize to Kim. Sorry for your sisters, because Kim's who we're friends with. So.
We've talked about ingestible collagen on the show, but we've also talked about how a lot of celebrities are not just, they don't want to be just spokespeople anymore. They want to be involved and really get their hands in the business and be much more in-depth collaborators. So this is certainly an example of that. Okay, another very big piece of news, which if you've been paying attention to Instagram the last week or so, you may have caught Leonard Lauder's book, The Company I Keep, My Life and Beauty, is now available. He is an industry legend, and his long-awaited book came out, and it is part memoir, part advice book, and it is a must for anybody who
including Lake, who I hear in the background.
Oh, yeah.
She's first on the list to read this one, huh?
She was like, it's amazing. Mommy, I saw it on the coffee table.
She is your daughter. She knew when to pipe into the show, didn't she?
Yeah, she's kind of losing her mind, so I'm going to really wrap it up soon. Okay, listen, it's a must for anyone who's interested in beauty, who's anyone who's interested in business, or both, okay? This book, I've read it. It is hard to pin down this book as like either a beauty book, a business book, or an autobiography. But there are a lot of lessons in here that really do stick with you. And it's really, I think it's great because it's about really kind of getting the best out of yourself, but also the people who you work with. And you don't need to be a big fancy pants, you know, executive to read this book and really feel like you can use some of the lessons in your own life. I think it's he puts it in plain simple English. He's a very down to earth person. I think that it's a great read, and if you're feeling stuck in a rut in any part of your work life, I think this is a really great read.
Good recommendation.
It's a really good book. I would not recommend this if I didn't think you guys could would be inspired. And then finally, Lush has unveiled a collection of new hair care items specifically designed for curly, coily, and textured hair. It is called the Twist and Curl line, and it has been it's a collaboration with Lush UK's Hair Lab R&D stylist and black hair care specialist Sarah Sango. And I think Lush is a very interesting brand for a number of reasons. I do think it's worth checking it out. So we'll put a link to it on our blog.
Cool. Okay, go take care of your daughter. Bye.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So, Jen, you know that, like, I'm not a huge fan of hot tools. I still find them very challenging. And I was intrigued the other day when you told me that there may be a workaround to get some volume, certainly not a replacement for hot tools, but to get some volume without using hot tools. Is that right? Did I hear you correctly?
You did. And I want to talk about root clipping. So first of all, this was a listener question. But I've known about root clipping for a while because I remember back in the day, I went to Wydad, the salon. I don't have curly hair. I have wavy hair. And this was, I looked back at my notes, 2011. So good Lord, I've been a beauty editor a while. And they were doing, after people got their haircuts, they would take those little metal clips with the two prongs, the kind of old school ones you used to put your rollers in with, like they would put a roller in and then put the silver clip. And they would put them right at the roots of the hair. And then the women would get like a diffuser, or some of them were just sitting there, not even under a hood dryer diffuser, with these little silver clips all over their head. So the idea of root clipping, I don't know who started it, but that's the first I saw of it at Wydad. And the idea is that when you have wet hair, the weight of the water in your hair pulls down your hair, which flattens your roots.
That makes sense.
Makes so much sense. And anybody who has curly or wavy hair knows this problem. Have you heard of the dreaded triangle head?
Oh, yeah.
It's not just because you have a bad haircut.
I've had it. So I think I might have it now.
Where the top of your head is flat and then all the volume comes at the sides and the bottom. Yes, a good haircut can help with that. But part of it's the drying technique. And the more I looked into this, the more I realized it's actually more for people with wavy, like 2A, 2B kind of hair. If you have textured or coily hair, it often you are going to get that volume at the root regardless of how you dry. So this is more for people with longer hair, perhaps, because the weight is even heavier, or people with less curly, like wavy hair who want volume. So then I kept looking, okay, Wee Dodd still makes clips. They sort of look like a metal duck clip. Diva Curl also makes the double prong clips.
So okay.
But you could buy any sort of clip that even isn't a root clip and try this. But basically what you're going to do is when your hair is damp, you put in your styling product of choice. I recommend not a gel because when I tried to do this with a gel, you could see the creases of where the clips were.
Oh, yeah, because it's a hold.
Exactly. So, like, you'd have to be really careful about your clipping technique because you're going to see where the clips were, which is fine if you clip correctly. In fact, you can, I'll put a link to some videos I found for cross clipping, which made it less creasy where you put two prongs in at once. Anyway, you lean your head over, or you could be upside down so that the hair falls away from the scalp. And then that maybe centimeter of hair right near the scalp, that's where you put the clip in. It makes sense. And then as it dries, you know, it lifts it up from the roots.
I still want to see the video. You know, I'm a visual learner.
Yeah. And you could put in any number of clips. Most people do them in an O shape around their head. So all around your head, you'll root clip up. You can then air dry for 20 minutes or so. I don't even let it dry completely. I just let it air dry and it gets the root volume. You could diffuse. Here's a tip from stylists. Was this from Lorraine Massey, I think? Because she's big on this. If you're using the metal clips, you might not want to do the hair drying because A, they'll get hot, and B, you'll burn your hair.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that might only work for the plastic. Diffusing is fine with them. But now my favorite product of all of the ones I've tried. By the way, I will put a link to the Wee Dodd clips, the Deaving Clipping clips, the Curly Girl clips. They make lifting clips too. But the product I fell the most in love with is the Curly World Pick Me Up. So okay. Lorraine, remember Lorraine came on our show?
Of course I remember Lorraine.
Did we talk about gray hair? I think she came on our show.
She talked about gray hair, silver.
Her book,
Silver Hair.
Long ago before she did Silver Hair, she had a book called Curly Hair. So this new product of hers is for people, I don't know. She didn't say this. I'm going to say this. It's for lazy people. It is not clips. It's two big picks with like the metal forks, like the old school
picks.
Yeah. And you put them in your hair, you lift from the roots, almost like you're doing a head scratcher. Remember those head scratchers that feel so good? So you scrape gently along your scalp, up the sides of your head, and then interchange the clips together at the top of your head, and they just stay there. And it basically does all that lifting, but without having to go section by section. And she has a great video because she shows you, like, do that for 5 minutes and then pivot them on the angle a little and put it back in for 5 minutes. I've been doing it while I'm, like, working and just let it air dry. Remember I sent you that video, Jess?
Yes.
I should make it. All right, you guys, it's Thanksgiving. Over Thanksgiving, I'm going to make another video of how I do it. The amount of volume you get is insane.
I'm going to try it. Right now, I just put my hair on a little clippy clip because I was inspired. But,
well, a lot of women, I think that's their cheat. They do a top knot when it's damp, thinking like, oh, it's pointing all my hair upwards, right?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's still—
Still kind of mashing it.
Yeah, you're mashing it at the roots. And this is just giving you, like if you could just hold your hair outside of your head, like with your hands for an hour while it dries.
It's a little pair of hands. You need a little pair of hands.
Yeah, it's like as if, you know, you had a helper that was just holding up the weight of the water of your hair so that your roots could dry upwards.
Right. So it's like, how do we find that little helper?
Well, so I love these picks. Yeah. And I think they're like, it's like $25 for the set. But honestly, if you just want to try a cheapy try thing, buy the metal two-prong clips, buy a pack of those, and give it a try to see if you like the idea of it before you invest in the pick-me-up. But I think if you are having problems with volume at your roots, this is going to be the way to go for you.
It's a good tip, Jen. I can't wait to watch the video.
It's my early holiday gift to everyone. Oh, I should also say which volumizer I've been using. You know what I have been using with it? Never mind. The Drunk Elephant. It's the detangling spray.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, it makes it not crunchy, but it just gives it definition. But if you were to use a root volumizing spray, you could get some serious volume. Jess, I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to put on my mask and come over and clip you.
Oh, please.
Or maybe we could actually get like a real hairstylist. I mean, freaking Daniel Martin did your makeup for your wedding. So I'm sure we could get a hairstylist to come over and teach you.
Maybe a babysitter would be nice.
Okay, that.
It's time to raise a wand. Take it away, Julie.
Hey, Jess and Jen. This is Julie from California, and I'm calling to raise a wand to psoriasis, honey. I have been diagnosed with guttate psoriasis, in which tiny little droplets of psoriasis sort of speckle my body under conditions of extreme stress or if I've had a strep throat recently. And so I've been prescribed lots of things, mainly hydrocortisone, but like really strong percentages. And hydrocortisone isn't really the best thing to keep putting on your skin because it actually thins the superficial layer of your epidermis. So I've been looking for alternatives to help heal like the little spots of psoriasis that I occasionally get. And the psoriasis honey, they found me on Instagram. Ugh, I'm just so predictable, I guess. Anyway, the psoriasis honey, it actually is hydrating because it's got a ton of honey in it, but it has salicylic acid, which is actually something that helps heal psoriasis. So it's hydrating whilst healing. So raise a wand, psoriasis honey. I don't know if it helps any other issues out like eczema or something, but worth a try if you have psoriasis. Okay, bye.
Julie, thank you so much for sending a voice memo. Also, this is why our listeners are the best. In her email, she's like, Jen will love me because I sent a voice memo. You know me so well, guys. Sound quality matters. So if you send a voice memo, you can send it to info@fatmascara.com, or you can still call us. I will still listen, and we still share those on the show as well. Tell us about your favorite products because we want to share with everybody. You can call us at 646-481-8182. And that's right. Someday soon, Jess Matlin will tell you the phone number instead of me.
I'm just going to get it tattooed. I'm just going to jump straight to like going to like a tattoo parlor and I'm going to surprise Jen and I'm going to come by and I'm like, here's like, what.
Happy Hanukkah. I memorized our phone number.
I'm going to get a finger tattoo. That's what I'm going to do on my pinky.
Damn, we better never end this podcast.
Oh my God.
Hey, P.S. I don't know if you're not a longtime listener. When we were at our 1-year anniversary, I got a tattoo.
That was so cool.
I got Jessica Matlin into a tattoo studio with me to get little eyelashes tattooed on both of my pinky fingers.
We went to Brooklyn. Oh, I mean, you live in Brooklyn, so that was like, yeah, we went to Brooklyn.
She went over the river.
Yes, on a cold, remember how cold it was? It was like a cold winter's day.
Because February is our anniversary month.
Yeah.
And 1 year in, and I got little lashes.
Where were we in Brooklyn?
Saved Tattoo, one of my favorite tattoo shops, which has unfortunately closed due to the pandemic.
Wait, but not like permanently, right? Not like out of business.
No, they're out of
business. Are you kidding?
All of the artists are doing great. I checked in with a couple of them in my friend Virginia that works there, and they're all still working privately. But like, yeah, that's a business that was hurting too. Why are we talking about tattoos? It's time to raise a wand.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So listen, one of our wonderful listeners wrote me, and I'm so sorry that I didn't grab your name for this, but I don't think she's alone in her feelings, wanted to know what the deal was on Jones Road, Bobby Brown's new line. So we reported on it, but just as a news headline the other day, she said, like, is it any good? So I've been using some of the products. I will be doing more on Instagram with her products because I do really like a lot of them. But one of the products that I'm really enjoying right now is the Just a Sec eyeshadow, and it's
I thought you were saying Just a Sec to me. I was like, Jess, you didn't write down the product name.
No, it's called Just a Sec button. It's kind of like that's like the essence of the shadow. It's kind of like when you're like, oh, like I gotta run out the door, but like I need to like look somewhat kind of like done. It's a shadow where you can just use your finger or a brush. I've been using my finger. It's actually like, it's a little pot and it's kind of just the like diameter of your finger or circumference or whatever. I know diameter is, no, it's diameter, I guess. and you put your little like digit in there and I like golden peach and I'm actually wearing it now. Jen and I just had an interview right before this with a fancy lady. And I was nervous because I looked like absolute hell before.
Fancy lady will be on Thursday.
Yeah,
so in
fancy
2 days
lady.
You'll know who we're talking about.
And I just needed a little something. I didn't have time for like a look by any means. I just put this on. The interview was for 4:30, and I put this on at like 4:27.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sec, and I thought I looked a little bit more polished. It has a little bit of glimmer in it.
Yeah,
and
dreamy.
It's a little dreamy, and I thought this and a lip. And a little powder on my face. Really nice. The texture is great. So Bobby, awesome. And the whole point of Jones Road is those products that you just can put on and then like get out, like get out the door. It's like no brushes necessary, no precision necessary. I like it. It's $26 though, not cheap.
Okay.
Just warning you. But
I'm excited.
I
want to try some of that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, that's not a great segue for my product because it doesn't need brushes and my product has to do with brushes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what do you got?
Okay.
What do you got?
I have a brush cleaner because, you know, when my life is spiraling out of control, it's just, there's something that feels good about at least getting your drawers organized or like,
yes.
You know, cleaning your makeup kit or like everything's
yes.
going to shit. Your dog is missing. You screwed up an interview. You have this other thing. You can still clean your brushes. P.S. I was not cleaning my brushes when my dog went missing. But EcoTools has new brush cleansing sheets. And before you come at me because why do we need a wipe? Because that's not environmentally friendly. These are biodegradable, disposable. They disappear. Mm. Remember soap leaves?
Yes, of course.
They're basically soap leaves for your makeup brushes. But the little tin they come in, when you open up the tin, on the underside of the top of the tin, there's like a nubby sort of plastic, I don't want to call it a tool, but you put one of the sheets onto that thing,
okay.
A couple drops of water, and then you start swirling your brush around. It works.
And then it dissolves?
It dissolves into the water, so it goes down the drain with like eco-friendly ingredients. But in the meantime, the little nubbins that are on the little case get your brushes clean. It's great. Each of these sheets could do a couple brushes unless it's like a foundation brush. For some reason, the foundation brushes take forever. So it took Is this Perry and Spirit? No. Everybody knows that if you really want to clean your makeup brushes like you're a professional, you go get some Perry and Spirit. That stuff also has like basic, it's like, smells like turpentine. I don't know what's in it. EcoTools is much friendlier. And I'm loving this product. So I did reach out to the company to see if they're going to be selling refills because right now you have to buy another one of the little tins. The tin's recyclable, so don't worry. But I would like them to sell a little refill pack of just the sheets. So
okay.
You don't have to buy the
yeah.
tin
oh,
again.
I get what you're
and
saying.
The, you know
I get
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
The whole thing I think is $7.99 or maybe it's $8 and you get 30 little sheets and just get like one thing in your life in order and you're going to feel so good. Like your brushes will be clean.
I like that. No, I know what you mean. It's like that one thing that makes you feel like, okay, like I'm a together person.
Like
I am a together person.
I procrastinated by doing something, but at least it was a productive thing, you know?
Yes. Yes. I think tonight when the baby's sleeping, I might like organize my caboodle.
Yeah. Have fun. Enjoy.
Well, Jen, your life is like together now. The dog is home. Your makeup brushes are clean.
And I'm thankful.
And you're thankful. Awesome. All right. I hope you guys all had a really nice holiday. And even if it wasn't great, that's behind us. And
we'll see you Thursday.
You know? Yeah, we'll see you Thursday. All right. Mwah.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.